My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am, welcome, first of all, to hour number two. And I got things squared away as I was talking about going into this hour. So we're all straightened out. I had accidentally sent out two. I was trying, Brad, let me welcome Brad Wood to the program. Brad, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, sir. Good to see you. I have another Mr. Wood that's going to be joining me next hour. His name is Patrick Wood.
And I'm good. I'm good. I'm not Wood.
Good. Sorry. I first
good morning.
It's no, Monday. Good morning. It is Monday. Man, oh man, is it Monday? Brad Good is with me, and I will be welcoming Patrick Wood next hour. But I had sent out a quick thing because I was had an opening, and I just I missent the thing. And see, no one would know any of this, right? If I didn't just say it, no one would know. But I'm just one of those transparent kind of guys, I guess. That's just the deal. So it's okay. Anyway, there you go. And very quickly, was saying as I was closing out last hour, starting on a week from Thursday in February, I'll be doing 1 hour of services, a live service outreach in India each Thursday for wow. One of the hours. Yeah. So we'll be going to different locations throughout India. We'll be providing them with a meal after the service and food, and then I'll be sharing my testimony and surviving the accident. And I've got a brand new PowerPoint that I put together, which is, I'm pretty stoked about being able to share that. So there you go. Well, folks, I'm really excited. I want to thank Johanna for having introduced me to my next guest. He is the founder of the China Declaration. And I shared it at the top of the last hour. I actually read the intro just to let folks know. But Brad Good is a China expert and author and president of the China Declaration. He has two masters from the University of Chicago. He's lived and worked in China since 1988. He speaks fluent Mandarin. In his latest book, The Control Center, is listed as an Amazon bestseller. I can also tell you that he and I've had a number now of long conversations about what is taking place, what's happening in China, and what we can do about it, and the need to bring together these entities, independent coalitions, who have much of very similar concepts or ideas, but really we need a bigger voice, because we're talking about the biggest elephant in the room, I think, that there is today. And I'm talking about the CCP and what they are doing and how they are colonizing areas around the threat that they are right now to Japan, the threat that they are to Taiwan, what they've done to Hong Kong. They are a massive, massive threat, and what they've done to our economy here as well. So, Brad, talk about what does the China Declaration do that's unique, and what are you beginning to see happen in bringing folks together?
I think you laid it out perfectly. Thanks for asking. There's a lot of independent groups that have serious problems with what China's doing, but they're sort of isolated. They're not intertwined. And at the same time, across the world, there's countries where the percent of people who are unfavorable about China is astounding. So in Australia, it's 86%. Japan, it's 87%. America, it's 82%. But they don't know how to act. There's nothing really for them to do. And so what we did is we wrote the China Declaration, which details the transgressions of China on the Chinese people and on the rest of the world. And we ask a simple question, which is, do you agree that we should be dedicated to being free of the influence of the Chinese Communist Party? And if the answer is yes, please sign. The intent is to get global support of a massive number of people. So we have a large presence, voice, and influence to finally develop strategic initiatives and push them forward. The governments of America and other countries are hamstrung. There's organizations in Washington that hinder policy. The Committee on China run by Mike Gallagher, they're interested in understanding that threat and then providing awareness. They don't have a strategic goal like we do. And then if you talk about Asia, they're hampered because of their economic agreement with China, and they're tied in. The governments don't want to do anything. So everything, if we continue to do everything as we've done in the past, nothing will occur. If we come together and agree that we should be free of the influence of the Chinese Communist Party, and we work together to push forward meaningful strategic initiatives. Let me give an example. Blacklist the China's National Congress Committee. 2,300 people. Okay, all their families, and look at their funds globally. It's going to hurt them.
Sure.
Okay, it's not harming the rest of Chinese. And there's so many reasons, all of which are listed in the China Declaration. It's not time for more investigation. It's time for a strategy and execution.
We have to make a change. It's interesting when you think about what's going on in Washington D.C. You know, there's a lot of similarities, right, in the efforts that you're talking about, you know, about raising the level of the volume of our voices by raising the level of the volume of the people that are involved in the movement to put a stop to China's influence on the world.
The problem is they're going to go issue by issue. They don't have a strategy. They'll go, oh, we need to tighten the reporting laws for Chinese companies. Oh, we need to firm up the intellectual property rights. Oh, we need to be stronger on fentanyl. But I got to tell you, those sort of pot shots policies get watered down. They don't get implemented effectively, and we're nowhere. And okay. So I want to give you a Trivial Pursuit question.
Sure.
Pastor Gregory.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
And to your listeners, what is the name of the U.S. ambassador to China?
Yeah, you asked me this the other day. I should have looked it up so I would have been ready to answer the question, and I could have gotten an A on this test. But
people have to take notes. Yeah. This stuff is you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, then you sort of forget about it. It's a guy by the name of Nick Burns. And the point is that the embassy in Beijing, which costs $500 million, what does it do? Its mission is to basically assist Americans. What assistance in emergencies? Why do we have our consulates and an embassy in China? What are they doing? It's of value. Why do we let China have their consulates here? This is a little bit more controversial.
Sure.
But nothing really good has been coming of it. They have not provided the value that the American people really need. They haven't convinced China to stop fentanyl ingredient shipment to Mexico, right?
Right.
they're connecting. They go, we have these important relationships. Come on. Relationships don't work, you know, just because you know someone. Doesn't work that way. So, and talk about a sensitive issue to me that's in the China Declaration that details the transgressions and that I think will be appalling to many of your listeners. China has been responsible for over 400 million deaths of children through abortion. Okay, it's not just the 300 people a day that get killed in America from fentanyl.
Right.
People, we're done. Tell Mike Gallagher, tell Kevin McCarthy, stop. Okay? Stop.
Yeah.
Look at the China Declaration. That's your investigation. By the way, Congress does a report on China's compliance to the WTO every year and submits it to Congress. That should be sufficient. You don't need more studies. We need a strategy and action. And that's why I hope people will go to thechinadeclaration.com, read it, sign it, and share it. We're very serious.
Yeah. Well, and the similarities between this declaration and you know, the declared purpose of our United States of America, some of the language that's in here regarding, you know, the purpose for why governments are instituted, you know, individual governments instituted to defend their people from the very kinds of acts that are being done by the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, it should be a no-brainer.
But
the problem is that, you know, this goes back to something you and I also talked about, you know, off air, and that is, you know, we don't teach civics in our schools anymore. We have allowed a dumbing down and an indoctrination of probably as much as three or four generations of people who don't understand our own American political system of we the people and what it means to be independent and free and what it means to have to work to hang on to that. Versus what has happened, which is we've become subservient to our own government.
You know what? You bring up a really good point. I mean, the China Declaration was based upon the Declaration of Independence that eloquently outlined basically the fundamental rights of humans and how England was trampling on them, and that therefore we declare independence. Mm-hmm. And it is only because that Americans were allowed the right to have weapons and guns that they were able to fight off the British.
Yep.
And right now, today, we find ourselves in a similar situation. Not needing to have guns, but needing to have a voice, because our government is not effective in being able to deal with the situation as it stands right now. There are so many issues.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about these issues. Brad Good, CEO, The China Declaration. The website is thechinadeclaration.com. Thechinadeclaration.com, and you can sign the declaration yourself. Back right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Brad Good. The China Declaration, and you can go and find it at the ChinaDeclaration.com. Brad, you were mentioning to me, you know, in our break about terms or statements like, well, we need to put more pressure as an example. And that those can be dangerous terms or I guess ineffectual terms might be even a way of making that statement. What is it about those terms? And let's table this by reminding our audience that you have been engaged and involved in China, Chinese culture, business in China, all of these things since 1988. For many, many, many years, you've studied it. You understand the mind of the CCP and how they have managed to take over and manipulate so much of China, am I correct in making that statement?
I think you are. I was also on the China Invest USA committee at the American Chamber of Commerce. When reporters and China specialists talk about China,
yeah,
very often they use phrases. I have a whole list of these, which I wish I had in front of me, but it's a list like, we need to get tough. We need to hold them accountable. We need to put pressure on China. And whenever I think we hear those words, we need to translate that to, I have no strategy. I have no strategic initiatives. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Those are very, very, those are red flag words that people should immediately stop and say, hold on. And hold the person, listen to them. If they don't come up and say, what's the strategy? Now, when it comes to the China Declaration, the strategy is to free the Chinese people and abroad from the influence of the CCP. That's the strategy. And we have strategic initiatives to get there. In business, everyone has a strategy and they have a business plan, then you develop your organization chart. And this whole sense of being organized in your thought process needs to be very central. And so I want to send a message to Kevin McCarthy and Mike Gallagher. They need to start talking differently, because Americans have to join the China Declaration so that we can put pressure on them and hold them accountable to do so. We'd hold all governments accountable, because right now they're so ingrained and there's so much influence from companies in China that depend upon China that nothing's going to change, and things have to change. When China calls for a climate summit with developing nations, and no one balks at it because China is the biggest polluter of CO2 in the world. It uses more coal than all the other countries combined, and no one comes out and calls them on it, you know that they have the power, and there's very little attention. When the American government, I'll just say it, when President Biden shakes President Xi's hand and they're talking about climate and not about fentanyl, you know that we're in some serious problem. And if McCarthy and his people can come up with ideas on how to address China, good luck on ever them getting passed through the Senate. It's not going to happen. So we need a different approach, and we are that approach.
So what are the solutions that we're talking about? The declaration is discussing the internal and external aggressions that China is guilty of.
Right. So that's the strategy. And then the initiatives will be things like, number one, blacklisting the National Congress members. Huge, huge, huge impact. Number two can be closing all our embassies. Why? All these need to be laid out. These are our plans as of right now, but they need to be filtered over time. Why close the embassies? It sends a huge message to China. And okay, you can process visas anywhere. You can do things like declare sovereign immunity when it comes to fentanyl. So all the deaths from fentanyl can sue the Chinese government for reparations for the pain and agony
and the suffering of, right.
You could kick China out of the SWIFT, so the international payment mechanism. So what I'm saying, I mean, there's a whole long list of what we can do. They're not military initiatives.
Okay. Right. And right. We don't have to fire a shot. Let's right. take a quick break. Stay with me. Okay. Let's take a quick break. You mentioned about the SWIFT as an example. One of the issues that raises is that China, you know, we have the petrodollar, which is something that we have been kind of dependent upon. China has started working with Iran and Russia on using their own currency to trade oil, and therefore bumping the petrodollar, in part because there were some rumblings about the SWIFT code product and bumping them off. We also can talk when we get back about the decision that was made to allow China to join the WTO. And I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because the whole idea behind that supposedly was if we bring them into the WTO, well, then we're going to be influencing them and they're going to get on the right track and they're going to not embrace communism and da 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 da. And we know that didn't work out so good. We'll be back with more, but I want to get you to weigh in on that. We'll be back with more coming up right after this. More with Brad Good and the China Declaration right after this break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, my very special guest is Brad Good, and we're talking about an initiative that he has put together along with DeRoy Murdoch and also Kay Rubicek and many others that are signing on, and I've signed on to it, as a matter of fact, just to let you know. But the goal here is to get people aware of, but not just aware of, but actually doing something about what's happening with China and what they're doing. We were talking, you know, as we went into the break, I was mentioning to you about, for example, the Swift code, and we were talking about, you know, what the outcome potentially is, and how China is already working with Iran and Russia in using their currency as an exchange for purchasing oil and other things, because there was some conversation about suspending China's ability to be able to use the SWIFT code, if I remember correctly.
I think you have, and people realize that it could cause havoc to not just China, but even to the region.
Sure.
Because it makes trading much more difficult. First of all, let me preface this by saying every Chinese person in their wallet has a 100 renminbi note. And all that 100 renminbi note is a picture of Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong, even the lowest estimates, by the lowest estimates, he's killed over 50 million people. On China's electric currency is a picture of Mao Zedong. And I think that you want to have the suspending China from SWIFT as one of the potential initiatives sort of down the list.
Okay.
Right. So that if they're not unwinding the things that are in the China Declaration, like leave the Uyghurs alone, you know, stop the genocide, stop the fentanyl, if they don't do all those things listed and you're putting severe pressure, that's sort of pointing a gun at their head. And you want to be careful in how you do it, but it's something you want to do if you get to that point, because the situation right now cannot continue. Part of the China Declaration, a key part, is the victim groups are signing.
Okay.
And the reason why they're signing is because they want to support what we're doing, because inevitably we support their particular cause. And so yesterday, the Lost Voices of Fentanyl, which are basically the families that have lost kids to fentanyl, that's where they are. And they joined, and their members are now signing. And I think it's everyone coming together to put pressure. And that's why the China Declaration is in Chinese, because the biggest transgression of the Chinese Communist Party has been on its own people, not letting them have freedom of religion.
Right.
Right. Not letting them have freedom of speech and all the other, there's no liberty. So I think this is an important point. And when it comes to SWIFT, I think that's a very good initiative that we have. But the question is, when do you do it and how do you do it? Execution is of paramount importance.
Well, and you know, you mentioned that, you know, just talking about pressure, that's kind of a trigger word or a word we want to stay away from to a degree, although that is kind of what we're talking about. So give me, for example, let's say that at what point does the China Declaration have the number of signatures, the inertia that you're wanting it to have? Let's talk about that. When does that happen? And then number two, at that point, what's the first solution that we would want implemented?
That is a brilliant question. According to Pew Research, there are 773 million people throughout the world who have an unfavorable view of China. That excludes Chinese, and that excludes Indians. And if you look at sort of economics and all the analysis done on this, you really need 18% of those people. That's a lot of people.
Yes.
It's a huge, huge number. And so yes. That's why we're starting off with the victim groups. But then you get your cultural influencers. And then you start holding politicians, companies accountable. And you hold major press events globally. Okay, so yesterday, just getting the lost voices of fentanyl, it's just one group, but they're putting out their own press releases, right?
Yep.
And so it magnifies what we're doing to the point where the first thing we do, given your question, is that's on top of our list, is sanctioning the 2,300 National Congress Committee individuals. And this is a big and, the board members of large, substantial Chinese companies. The boards of those companies are made up of all influential Communist Party members.
Okay.
And they have a direct impact on the policies of the Chinese government. So we need to do that globally. We need to, even if we don't do it globally, even if we just do it in the United States, they bring suitcases of cash over to America to pay for things.
Right.
They put money in bank accounts underneath their children's names, attacking them financially for their the actions that they've been supporting will have a direct, substantial impact on the Chinese Communist Party. We need to send a clear message that the Chinese Communist Party is evil. Most people in China don't think of it that way. They think of it, even they get approached when they're in college. They're the brightest people academically.
Right.
And they pick them then, and they stay with the Communist Party because they get financial benefits, right? They do a nicer job, into a better school. And they don't understand the magnitude that really the Communist Party is responsible for doing a lot of the evil things in the world. There's groups that now are forming to advocate the decolonization of China in African countries, right? I mean, everyone's getting upset.
Sure.
There's all these, China goes in, they're trying to have influence in all these third world countries. They've been doing these major construction projects. And people are now realizing that it was done to financially cripple the country. And the projects haven't even been done up to code. And right. So they're falling apart.
The Belt and Road Initiative, which essentially it causes them to sign off. They put China CCP individuals into their government structure, which gives them a foothold for control. And then they raise interest rates and they create this huge debt for a nation that they know will not have the capability of paying them back for the money that they quote unquote loaned them for the quote unquote infrastructure project that is a road to nowhere. So that at some point they basically can come in and say, now you've defaulted. And as a direct result of your default, here's what you owe us, which is more than your GDP. So essentially, we're just going to take you over. I mean, that's right. I mean,
I would phrase it also. There's huge corruption because the leaders received cash to agree to the deals. And the key thing now is that the construction on these major, huge projects, like hydroelectric dams, I mean, is found to be really falling short. China didn't have the technical ability to pull it off.
Right.
And so these countries, everyone, all these countries you're going to see in the future, a lot of these countries, and the image of China really is tarnished by doing deals they know would be harmful to the countries, and then not delivering on the project.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back right after this. More with Brad Good, the China Declaration. folks, the goal of our time together today is to express the significance. And when we come back, what I'd like to do, Brad, is kind of as we'll have about 10 minutes to very quickly run down the list of each of those egregiouses that have been committed by the CCP, so we can explain more in depth to people specifically, you know, here's our Declaration of Independence claiming that each individual nation has a right to defend itself, as our constitutions, as individuals like myself who took the oath as a veteran to defend our constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, foreign. And that's what we're doing. We'll be back with more right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My very special guest is Brad Good. And we're going here into what it is that the China Declaration is, and we're talking about that. Oh my. I had the China Declaration up. Now I fear that I'm not gonna be able to put it up, am I? Oh, I am. Yes, it's there. Yay. Okay. Good deal.
It's back.
I was concerned. No, we were they're doing some upgrades.
Imagine how I felt.
I know. They're doing some upgrades at the site, and so we were concerned about about a potential challenge, but we're good. All right. So, internal aggressions are China represses its citizens' free speech. China arrests and jails those who dissent. You know, and I want to bring that home for my audience, and I've talked about this before, but China's not just doing that kind of thing. Now, let me see, smuggling fentanyl breaks trade agreements, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, no. All right, so not only is China doing that in China, but now they have been allowed by our government here to set up police stations within the United States, ladies and gentlemen, within the United States, and they are arresting Chinese Americans who speak out and they consider to be a threat against their regime, or they are taking them and putting them in rooms and showing them pictures of members of their extended family or family and threatening them that if they don't shut up, they're going to do significant harm to the members of their family. And they are not, by the way, idle threats. And I covered a very similar situation having to do with this years ago with an attorney named Robert Dekla out of Chicago. It wasn't China, but it was Christian Assyrians that were coming here and seeking a political refuge here in the United States, that were granted their refuge, and then they were being assaulted by Obama's Gestapos, who were coming in, grabbing the wife, sitting her in the living room, taking the rest of the family, putting them in a back bedroom, and then telling her, you'll never see the rest of your family again if you don't lie about the assistance that you got to get your asylum and call Robert Dekla, the attorney, a criminal.
Yeah, let me hit this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
My wife is leaving me because I'm involved in the China Declaration. And she fears she'll never be able to go back to China. And she fears that her parents will be harassed.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yep.
So
you're living, what I just described. You are living
it. Right. And so the Chinese government can just have someone approach a Chinese person and say, hey, don't you talk bad. We're going to do da 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 da.
Yep.
Or there's more subtleties, which are, we will discontinue your WeChat, the texting program that is pervasive in China. And they live on it. They live on it. They use it to pay for everything, all their mm-hmm. friends, all their contacts. Mm-hmm. And I know people who won't talk just for that reason. So, but this is pervasive everywhere in the world, right? And Chinese face the challenge, and it's an insult to human freedom. And this just shows you how big the threat, the real, it's not even a threat, the impact is of the Chinese Communist Party.
And I know you talked about the Uyghurs, and I understand that, and I don't disagree that what's happening to them is terrible. As you and I probably talked about off air, and I've told my audience, you know, unfortunately, Uyghur Muslims are going into the villages in Jammu and Kashmir in India, where my pastors are, and murdering the men and raping the women. And that's what the Uyghurs do to our Christians in India. So, but that doesn't change the injustice of what's happening. But I'm just as outraged because CCP and the Uyghurs have done a very good job of getting their story out. But the CCP is doing the same thing they're doing to the Uyghurs, to Falun Gong and to Christians. Same thing. Harvesting organs, same oppression. Yeah. Worse to the Falun Gong, even.
You mentioned a good point, and that's why we have a vetting process, because there's some groups that have a cause who have not been doing evil things, right? Yeah. We need to make sure we understand who we're being associated with from the very beginning. To just be good and to maintain our reputation as honorable groups. It's hard for people to understand the nature of the animal without meeting it personally. Right. And so that's why I wanted to share my personal situation.
Well, and how powerful your situation is and how heart-wrenching, and you know how I reacted when you first told me that, and it still hurts my heart, you know, but I understand both sides of the equation as well. I understand, you know, you're sitting there saying, look, I've peered behind the curtain and I've seen the ugly, and I can't unsee what I've seen, and I can't not do anything, especially when it's within my purview and my capabilities to be able to do something about this. I must. By the same token, I understand your wife's concern about her family, which is the reason why you're doing what you're doing, because of the injustice of her having to make that choice and her family having to live under that kind of absolutely just evil. It's just evil.
It's absurd. It's an absurd situation to ever be found in.
Absolutely. And I know it because of a mutual friend we have, Scott, and his wife, and the story that I know of finding courage, and Kay, who happens to be on your board, who was the director of the film that I helped to promote. And still, by the way, the Finding Courage was in the previews at the top of this hour that we just started.
Oh, wow.
Finding Courage was actually played, the trailer for Finding Courage. I play it every single day on this show, hoping that people will watch that film and have a better understanding of the evil. And that's the evil that we're addressing. Final seconds here, brother. I give to you.
I think that, everyone who's listening can tell the genuine nature of this conversation, that we're all trying to do what's best. We're not being emotional. We're being rational human beings. We're trying to do good in the world. And so with that in mind, I hope you would encourage any cause, you know, or yourself to go to the ChinaDeclaration.com and sign and communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Amen. TheChinaDeclaration.com. Brad, thanks for being here. We're going to do, we will be doing this again, obviously. This is not going away, and we need to keep getting people educated and engaged and taking action, and we will do it. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Patrick Wood joins me on the other side. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.